I'll give you a little piece of trivia, any of you that are into trees. The last birch of the United States going southward, its natural range ends in North Alachua County and along the Suwannee River. So if you look along the Suwannee River, you will see a thing called a river birch that is the southernmost birch in the United States. It has real coppery, curly bark on it. So that's something you can tell people. If you can't think of anything else to say, you can say that's a river birch. It is the last birch of the United States going south. He's here. I'll do a Dale Crider song. A lot of you know who Dale is. He'll be here this weekend, I'm sure. He writes songs about the ecology mostly, but he knows a lot of country songs, and he also wrote some songs of this sort. This is called Mangrove Buccaneer. When the hurricane took my woman, I moved out to sea. Took revenge against the wind, learned the pirate's creed. I curse the sea for taking my dreams, in spite I robbed its gold. Roped in fortune, I forgot my shame in the Gulf of Mexico. So sailor to the keys, ahoy, row the skiff to shore, my boys. Bury the gold with a robber's sneer. Draw the map to scale, lad. Mark the secret trail, but God, I'm the mangrove buccaneer. We robbed the Spanish galleons sailing in the breeze. Stashed the gold in the gumbo limbo in the Florida Keys. We hid away in the mangroves, the meanest salts afloat. King of Spain demands my head, but he cannot catch my boat. So sailor to the keys, ahoy, row the skiff to shore, my boys. Bury the gold with a robber's sneer. Draw the map to scale, lad, mark the secret trail, my God. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. Lighter smoke drives the skeeters off, they bite worse each day. I dim the tower, climb the rigging aloft, keep first watch o'er the bay. By night a fever struck my crew, they all were dead by dawn. I know the plague will take me too, so my secret's in my song. On the last key to the west, underneath an eagle's nest, dig a fathom in the rotted tear. The chests have rotted from their bales, but the yellow gold will prove the tales about the mangrove buccaneer. So sailor to the keys, ahoy, row the skiff to shore, my boys. Bury the gold with a robber's sneer. Draw the map to scale, lad, mark the secret trail, my God. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. Thank you. I'd like to do one of my songs, and right along coming in the next song or two, whenever they're ready. Frank and Ann Thomas are here. They write a lot of their own songs, and you're going to like them a lot. So stick around after I'm off here. Keep your ears from ringing when you go away. When I was growing up in Gainesville, my father bought 80 acres of land just outside the city limits, about 2 miles outside down a dirt road, agonized over whether to pay $6,600 for 80 acres. The spreading malignant tumor that is Gainesville today enveloped that 80 acres, and it has been annexed. And we got taxed off of it because taxes got too high. So I wrote this song called Florida Development Blues. Let me get started again. This is Morning Ida striking. Just play the song. Mm-hmm. the traffic was awful, the neighbors a fright, and the city a cesspool of controversy. I was sick of it all, and I saw the light. Get out of the hassle, live in the country. So I read all the ads, and I dreamed of the day. Then I called Honest Al, Mr. No Money Down. Said, Al, you're in luck. We got one today. It's God's own 5 acres, 10 minutes from town. In the wide open spaces where no engines roar, we'll set you to rest by your own fish pond shore. Where no plan boards ponder and zoning's no more, and there's no squirrely neighbors to crowd round your door. So I signed note mortgage and they gave me my deed, $56.90 monthly for 31 years. Then I dug out my fish pond and I planted my trees, lay back in my hammock and I had a few beers. Said I, this is heaven, I'll travel no more, I'm a rural landowner and always I'll be. I'll never again be like I was before, it's goodbye forever to the crowded city. In the wide open spaces where no engines roar, I've set me to rest by my own fish pond shore. Where no plan boards ponder and zoning's no more, and there's no squirrely neighbors to crowd round my door. But hark! As I lay there, what noises arise? The screech of the chainsaw and the bulldozer squall. And there at my fence line, to my stricken eyes, a billboard read, coming soon, Honest Al's Mall. Well, I marched and I picketed and petitioned the board, wrote all the newspapers so angry and vexed. But the board members told me we're all in accord, you're back in the mainstream cause you've been annexed. Now I sit here by my sludge pond in the parking lot's glare and peer at the buildings through the smog-laden air. And I wonder as I listen to the diesel trucks blare, if hell were put near here, could you tell it was there?
Thank you very much. You've been very nice. My final word is this. Always be kind to your friendly undertaker because he'll be the last man to ever let you down.
I'd like to thank Lance for filling in for the Peyton brothers who weren't able to make it this weekend, too. We're going to bring on next Frank and Ann Thomas with their friend Marty Schumann from Lake Wales. It'll take just a minute for them to set up, so if you would relax. It's probably going to be better under here than it will be outside. It looks like it's going to rain, and we're at least lucky enough to have a tent and some music. So we're glad all of you are here for this afternoon's performance.
Ha! They're not going to leave, Frank. Try out all the new stuff. It won't make a difference. If it gets any louder on the roof, you can play in one key and he can play in another. They won't notice.
Check, check, 1, 2, 3, we got that one working. guitar?
It's a tradition in folk music to write words and steal a tune. And we don't often do that. We usually write, you know, our songs all together. And what we did when we wrote the first song we're going to sing is we wrote a tune for it. And we practiced it and practiced it and practiced it. But every time we started singing and really got going, we would lapse into the tune to the wreck of the old 97 because it just fit the song so well. So we just chucked our own tune and borrowed one. And it may not be the most creative thing to do, but it's purely traditional, so you'll have to bear with us on that.
Yeah. Are you getting some guitar out there now? What about the banjo? You got banjo? Oh, yeah, we got banjo.
How about bass? That's the important part.
Is everybody ready?
Damn the man who says that Florida ain't a part of Dixieland. Yes, damn the man who says that Florida ain't a part of Dixieland. Well, now to that war of northern aggression, the one between the north and the south, Florida send more men per capita than any other state. So get it right, or shut your mouth. And damn the man who says that Florida ain't a part of Dixieland. Yes, damn the man who says that Florida ain't a part of Dixieland. I was born and raised in the state of Florida, and I know she's a part of the South.
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot of old crackers all over these woods who know just what I'm talking about. And damn the man who says that Florida ain't a part of Dixieland. Yes, damn the man who says that Florida ain't a part of Dixieland. How about it, you? Well, there's a lot of strange people moving to Florida, and they're always putting her down. Well, they can go straight to hell where I'm concerned. Florida sand is sacred ground. And damn the man who says that Florida ain't a part of Dixieland. Yes, damn the man who says that Florida ain't a part of Dixieland. I've been doing some thinking, I got me a plan, I think that you might agree. Let's ship them fools on north so we can keep Florida part of the Confederacy. And damn the man who says that Florida ain't a part of Dixieland. Yes, damn the man who says that Florida ain't a part of Dixieland.
Oh, thank you.
Some of you may know or not know or be able to think of some of the newspaper writers and television commentators who inspired that song.
Who keep insisting, well, saying what they don't know about Florida. Well, we didn't offend anybody by that song, but that was directed more or less at some of the people in the media who, as Ann says, keep insisting on writing about what they don't know. Hey, you know, Florida crackers talk a little different, I guess. Well, maybe that's wrong. No. Florida crackers talk right. Other people talk a little different than Florida crackers.
Right.
Take, for instance, the words cannot and can't. Now, you know, most people think that's the same thing. Well, it is and isn't. Cannot means it's physically impossible to do something. You cannot do that thing. Can't, on the other hand, means you can, but you ain't going to. Hey, you know,
Back row doesn't seem to be able to hear him as well as me. I know I'm more important, but...
I'm real glad to see some of my family out here today. My sister, Vivian, back there, is a very fine piano player and a very good songwriter. She just recently started writing a lot of good songs. Vivian, stand up back there. Come on,
get
up. There's my sister, Vivian.
Yeah.
right there.
What are we doing? Oh, yeah. G? G?
This next song is called The Legend of Guy LaBrie, the barefoot artist. He's probably no stranger to most of you folks. Guy paints Florida the way we write about Florida. He paints Seminole Indians and wildlife. And I think we're about to get wet up here. You okay? Well, this song is about Guy, who was a featured artist here last year. He walks barefooted through the Florida sand with a paintbrush in his hand. Upon the canvas flows his very soul as he paints the legend of the Seminole and the Miccosukee, the barefoot artist Guy LaBrie. He was raised down in Dania in a palmetto patch. Now he catches rattlesnakes and a croaker's sack. He grew up among the Seminole Indians. He learned their history, learned their legends. He knows more than most white men know about the swamps where the Seminole go. He didn't go to school to learn his trade. His teacher was the Everglades. The brilliance of a Florida sky, the grace and beauty of a butterfly, an old bull gator and a big black bear, the colorful clothes of Seminole wear. And he walks barefooted through the Florida sand with a paintbrush in his hand. Upon the canvas flows his very soul as he paints the legend of the Seminole and the Miccosukee, the barefoot artist Guy LaBrie. He captured the sadness in the old woman's eyes who saw so many young warriors die. He painted Osceola in all of his glory. The barefoot artist tells the story of the pain and suffering of this brave red man who fought so hard for his people's land. And he walks barefooted through the Florida sand with a paintbrush in his hand. Upon the canvas flows his very soul as he paints the legend of the Seminole and the Miccosukee, the barefoot artist Guy LaBrie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to make an announcement at this time. I get to sing now. I get to sing The Lost Tourist, the one that I sing every year. Oh, God, I'm popular. I can't stand it. But the announcement is that Frank has allowed me to actually write another song and to sing it in public. And I'm not going to do that today, but I'm going to do it tonight on the big stage. So, and he's going to help me. And I get to stand up and sing right in front of God and everybody, and I just think it's really neat. But in the meantime, for those of you who don't know the story, in spite of my talent and great looks, I am occasionally forced to work for an honest living. And I was working in a print shop several years ago when a man came in with a Christmas letter to be typeset and printed so he could send it home to Ohio. Do all of you know where Polk County is? Right in the center of the state. The man had bought a lot in Polk County without ever having been to Polk County. He bought a lot in Polk County, moved his mobile home there, and then went to find the beach. And when there wasn't a beach, he got really ticked off. And he wrote this real nasty letter home about how Florida just wasn't what it was cracked up to be, which is fine with me. And another one of his complaints was that he went to buy oranges, and the man said, well, what kind of oranges? Temples, Parson Browns, what? And this man ended his question, his letter, with the question, well, who the hell is Parson Brown anyway? So I wrote this song. I call it A Lost Tourist Letter Home. Well, I was headed for Miami on a Greyhound out of Boston. I was bound for the surf and the sun. But I got mistaken in a place called the Scrub, and now I wonder, what have I done? Hey, Mom, they fish in their prairies, and their ponds ain't got no water in the oceans 50 miles from this town. And their turtles are called cooters, and their tortoises called gophers, and who I want to know is Parson Brown. Well, the folks here are called crackers, and they don't live on beaches, they just fish and hunt and work and pick and pray. They don't live in fancy condos, and they don't hardly disco, and they I say, hey, Mom, they fish in their prairies and their ponds ain't got no water in the oceans 50 miles from this town. And their turtles are called cooters and their tortoises called gophers. And who I want to know is Parson Brown. Marty, switch to the auto harp now. I assume all of you know Marty Schumann, and I want you to know that he's just as fine a person as he is an instrumentalist. He's just amazing. Former world champion auto harp player. If you ever want to be assured of a long evening, go over to Marty's tent and watch him tune his auto harp.
Yeah, the Suwannee River is one of our favorite places in Florida. We love the state of Florida, maybe as you have figured out so far from our songs. We have several songs about the Suwannee. We're going to do a little medley here. We're going to do two songs is what we're actually going to do. One of them, by the way, we have some records here if anyone would be interested. We've got a couple of albums and some tapes.
And our new bingo tape.
Right,
our new
bingo tape.
Last year.
Right. Okay, and this song, we're doing it in a little higher key than we normally do to accommodate the auto harp, and I hope it comes out right. Maybe it will.
I like the Smoky Mountains in the springtime. It's fun to walk along those peaks so tall. And upstate New York is nice in the summer, and Michigan is beautiful in the fall. It's pretty out west in the winter time, at night you can hear the coyotes call. But there's no place I've ever been I desire to go again. Oh, Suwannee, I love you most of all. I love your high banks and your jet black water, your crooked as a snake, peaceful as a placid lake, winding down from Georgia's Okefenokee through Florida's cotton land, where the mighty pines and live oaks stand. You're the pride of the Confederacy, Suwannee.
Marty Schumann.
Pride of the Confederacy, Suwannee. You're heaven to me, Suwannee. Suwannee River's sunrise gently opens up my eyes to the beauty of an eagle on the wing. A mockingbird softly sings about his home at Old White Springs, and he seems to say, for the Suwannee River a new day.
A new day for the Suwannee River, where old and new things flow together, and the Suwannee keeps rolling on. From the Okefenokee to the Gulf at Cedar Key, she's the pride of our southern home. Stephen Foster wrote the lines of how lonely hearts would pine for the old folks and their Suwannee home. The river's much the same old way she was in Stephen Foster's day, a reminder of a time forever gone. And a symbol of this new day yet to come. A new day for the Suwannee River, where old and new things flow together, and the Suwannee keeps rolling on. From the Okefenokee to the Gulf at Cedar Key, she's the pride of our southern home. Sturgeon still swim the stream, the banks are still lush and green, and on her bank wild things still play. But will she still be clean and pure? Can the Suwannee still endure as she faces a new day? With a lot of help from man, I'll pray, friends, that she can. Let's hope our Suwannee River's here to stay. A new day for the Suwannee River, where old and new things flow together, and the Suwannee keeps rolling on. From the Okefenokee to the Gulf at Cedar Key, she's the pride of our southern home. She's the pride of our southern home.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Since the Folk Festival this year is featuring ranching in Florida and Florida cowmen, we have a song about old Cracker Cowman, who is becoming an endangered species in Florida.
His beard may be stubble like a cut over sugar cane field. His clothes may be dirty, but the look in his eyes lets you know he won't yield. He's from a breed that has died, but he has survived, and the world he once knew is gone. He's an old cracker cowman existing a long way from home. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trails. And interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rails. And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by. He's gone, but the legend lives on.
Jake Summerlin and old Sam Keen, the beginning and the ending of an era now gone. And men like Doc Norman somehow let the bottle get him down. These old Packer cowmen are like eagles tied to the ground. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trail. And interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rail. And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by. Thank you very much. Thank you. This next song, I guess we got time for about one more, maybe. The Seminole Indians have been in Florida for a long, long time. And we've fought three wars so far with the Seminoles, and we're in the process of fighting the fourth war now. The Jim Billy War, or the Bow-Legged Billy War, or the War of Bingo. You've probably been reading about it in the papers and seeing it on the news, on television a lot.
You may have won a Cadillac at the Bingo Hall. Somebody has.
Bingo, bingo, bingo. The Seminole was an Indian tribe who lost their land through tricks and bribes. But when they realized what was done, the Seminole took up their guns. Well, it took three wars, 100 years, lots of blood and sweat and tears, till a Seminole were subdued on a reservation. And with poverty being their lot and gar fishing gator in their cooking pot, the Seminole were facing starvation. Then old Jim Billy came along with legs bowed and a mind strong, said there's money out there.